We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachos ben Yaakov ben Rachel Leah. We're in Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Shlosha Devarim Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Partel Fnei Chachamim V'kimu Estevarav. The three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Partel said in front of the Chachamim, and they confirmed his words, they established his words. What are these halachos? So this continues a continuation of the previous mission in the sense that we spoke about Chazaka Cheskas Chaim. We assume a person's alive unless we have other information. So here we're going to make the same assumption. Al ir shehi kufa karkom, a city that was besieged by an army, valasfina hamitarefes bayam, or if you have a boat that is tossed at sea, there's a storm that is tossed at sea, valayotzi lidon, someone who's about to be judged for dini nefashos, for capital crimes, where potentially they could be killed, shehein becheskas kayamim, these people retain their status of being alive. And we make the assumption that the city was not captured, even though it was besieged, that the boat somehow did not capsize and people survived, and the person who went for judgment was not convicted for to be killed. Aval, the Mishnah says, so that's a Cheskas Chaim. Aval ir shekvasha karkom, but if the city was not just besieged, it was now conquered. Usfina, even though we don't know necessarily that people were definitely killed inside, but now they've already captured the city. Usfina she'avda bayam. Here, it's been lost. We can't, the Gemara explains maybe different parts of the ship have broken, even though we can see part of it. So that's avda bayam, literally lost at sea. Vahayotze lehareg, or the person already had a Gemar din, and now he's being taken out to be killed, then nostim alehem, Chumrei Chayim v'chumrei Mesim. What we do is we place upon these people the stringencies of someone who's alive and the stringencies of someone who's dead, which means we have a suffix, suffix Chayim, suffix Mesim, and therefore, practically, what is the nafkamina? What's the practical application of this? Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, u'bas Kohen Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. If you have a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, and her husband was in this city that was captured, was in that boat that's of the Bayam, or is being taken out to be killed, so we have to be machmir and assume the husband has been killed. And therefore, she is lo tochal b'truma. She can't eat truma anymore, because we assume that she's a Bas Yisrael, right, married to a Kohen, you assume the Kohen maybe died, and therefore she's not permitted to eat Truma anymore. On the other hand, if it's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, where in her marriage she cannot eat Truma. But if the husband died and now she's Shava El Beis Avia, she returns to her father's house where she would be able to eat Truma, also lo tochal b'truma. We have to give the husband chumrei chayim, the stringencies of someone being alive. Maybe he's still alive, her husband the Yisrael, and therefore she, the Bas Kohen, will not return to her father's house to be able to eat truma, and therefore truma is still prohibited. That's the chumrei chayim and the chumrei mesim. Regarding the person who's being taken out to be killed, there are two, the Gemara has two lashonos in the name of Rav Yosef, how to understand and how to qualify that halacha. So number one goes like this. Lo shanu, this was not taught that the person who was being taken out to be killed, we assume that maybe he's alive. Ela bebeistin shel Yisrael. That's only if it's a beistin of Jews, where that it's time, occasionally we find a zuchus, we find a merit, and we return him to court, and he's not killed, even though he's being taken out to be killed. That's where we have this suffix, where we give him maybe chumrei chayim, avol beis din shel goyim, kevan shenigmar dino lemisa. But in a non-Jewish court, once he's convicted to be killed, bevadai hargim oso, and therefore you would not have to give him chumrei chayim, you can assume that he's dead. That is one lashon of Rav Yosef. And the other lashon is the opposite. Lo shanu el beis din shel goyim. This halacha where we give him chumrei chayim, even though he's being taken out to be killed, that's only regarding a beis din of non-Jews. Why? Because maybe we're able to protect himself and save himself with bribing them. Avol beis din shel Yisrael, kevan shenigmar dino lemisa bevadai motziim psak dino lepoel. But when it comes to beis din shel Yisrael, since there's a gemar din he's going to be killed, we know they're not taking bribes. and he's going to be killed. And to find a zechus after a merit, after Gemar Din, is very rare. Therefore, such a person, we don't give Chumrei Chaim, and we assume that he's dead. The Rambam rules like the second language, that the whole discussion here, where there's a suffek, Chaim is a Beis Din Shel Goyim because of the bribe. The Rush happens to rule like the second opinion, and others say we should be machmir, therefore, regarding each Beis Din, because in both Chumrei Chaim and Chumrei Mesim. Perek Gimel Mishnah, hey, Hamevi get Peretz Yisrael, V'chala, person is delivering a get as a Shaliach Laholacha in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he doesn't have to say the words, B'fanai Nechtam, and the Shaliach became sick before he reached the woman. We allow this shaliach to appoint another shaliach and to have that other person deliver the get. Now, this is not something that we allow lechatzchila. We mentioned before that a shaliach oseh shaliach, but that's not lechatzchila. It sounds like from the Mishnah, only if you get sick or some other type of ones happens can he appoint someone else. But if not, he should not appoint a shaliach, because there are people who are makpid, who want this particular person to deliver the get. And when they find out that another shaliach was sent, they say, "Oh, maybe I want to nullify my shlichus." Vim amar, but if he got sick, we assume that the person is not going to be makbid on it. Vim amar lo tol li heimena chefetz ploni. But if the husband said to the shaliach, you know, when you deliver the get to this woman, I want you to take from this woman this particular item. You know, it could be, I don't know, he's taking back the engagement ring or something like that. So you're going to give her the get, and you're going to take this item from her. So he has a job. And to watch that ring, whatever that item is, until he brings it back. Then, lo yishalachenu b'yad acher. Then, even if the shaliach becomes sick, or has an onus, some other accident, circumstance beyond his control, he should not appoint another shaliach. Because here he has to act as a shomer. He has a mission here to take a deposit, take something back with him. She'ein ritzono she'yehei pikdono biyad acher. Because a person doesn't want a pikadon, a deposit in someone else's hands. So if I appoint you to deliver a get, I don't want you appointing someone else to deliver a get, because part of this mission is the agency is to take an item and bring it back. And the Gemara says that, let's say the following. Let's say the husband said to the shaliach the following. Give her this get and take the item. Now, the order is important. Tein lo es haget, I want you to give her the get. And then tol li mimena chefetz ploni. Then, lechatchila, he should not send someone else to do so, even if he gets sick. Why? Ein ritzono shehi b'ketono b'yad acher. Why is that so? Well, because if you borrow something, you're not allowed to lend it to someone else. If you rent something, you can't rent it to someone else. If you're a shomer on something, shomer shomas l'shomer, you can't give it to someone else. So since you've been asked to take this item, so obviously, lichatchila, you should not send someone else. But let's say you did. Let's say you appointed someone else. So then the halacha is whether she gave him the item before she received the get, or she gave him the item after she received the get is going to be good b'di'evet. So this is where the order was: give her the get, take the item. Lechatchila, don't appoint someone else. But if you did, the get is a get. The shlichus is a shlichus, and it makes no difference whether or not the item was given before the get was given or after. So this is a get. Now, why is that so? Because even though he doesn't want the pikadon in someone else's hands, nonetheless, the fact that he gave it to another shaliach, that doesn't release, uproot the shlichus regarding the gerushin. So the gerushin, therefore, is going to be effective. Let's say he said to him, Toli mimena chefetz ploni vitein lo saget. The order was, and the Baal was makbid, not to give it the get until you take the chefetz. Take the chefetz first. So then if the shaliach would switch the order and give it the get first before he took the chefetz, it would not be a get. And kava chomer, if he sent, that would be the shaliach himself if he switched the order. Kava chomer, if you sent it with the shaliach, and the shaliach switched the order and gave her the get and then took the item, of course she's not divorced. However, let's say the chefetz was taken first, meaning she gave the shaliach the chefetz. and then he gave her the get. So here, even if it's a biyad acher, another shaliach, the get is going to be a get, since the ratzon of the Baal was fulfilled, and that was to take the item first and then give the get afterwards. And since this second appointed shaliach, although he should not have been appointed, and we don't necessarily trust him in bringing the item back, nonetheless did it in the proper order, so that is that will be effective. And that which the Mishnah says, lo yishalchenu biyad acher, why is that so? Because we're afraid maybe when he gives the shaliach, the first shaliach gives his shlichos to the second one, maybe he'll change the order. Second person may not be as makpid and change from the words of the Baal, and the get may be puzzled in that way. But that's why the Mishnah says lo yishalchenu biyad acher. That's of course lichatchila. But b'deved, if he did the proper order, it would be effective.